This is KMBA News. I'm Chip Krause. Doyon Limited sent a letter to the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority about the Ambler Road project. The letter chastises the authority for not completing right-of-way agreements with the Native Corporation to cross its land near Evansville. KUAC's Robin reports.
The letter is largely a response to ADA's fast-tracking of the controversial mining road at an emergency board meeting March 27th. The management corporation moved $35,000 from its general fund into the road's development fund. ADA called that meeting to address the COVID-19 pandemic. The resolution moving the money to the Ambler Road project was ostensibly to create jobs, replacing those lost in the pandemic, even as early as this summer. The April 7th letter was signed by Doyon Limited CEO Aaron Schutt. Reading from it here is Doyon spokesperson Sarah Obed.
We find it equally troubling that ADA invoked the coronavirus pandemic to justify funding this unauthorized road on an emergency basis. We hope ADA is not using this public health tragedy to pressure Doyon or other landowners into granting right-of-ways.
The proposed 211-mile-long gravel road will peel off the Dalton Highway at about milepost 161 and head west, skirting the southern Brooks Range. It would access the large copper, gold, zinc, and rare earth mineral belt known as the Ambler Mining District. It would mostly cross state land, but conservation groups are concerned about it crossing 26 miles of the Gates of the Arctic National Preserve and the Kobuk Wild River. An environmental impact statement was completed last month, but the formal Record of Decision has not been issued yet. In spite of economic promise, many villages in the area have passed formal resolutions against the road. Nana Regional Corporation, which also has land the road will cross, and Doyon have remained neutral. Doyon's letter highlights land near the village of Evansville.
We feel it necessary to remind ADA that you have no deal with Doyon Limited to cross Doyon land near Evansville. As such, ADA and its contractors do not have permission to enter or cross Doyon lands.
In an email reply, Tom Booten, ADA's executive director, wrote, I have talked to CEO Schutt in his office about the Ambler right-of-way matters. During the period leading to the BLM release of the Environmental Impact Statement in March, ADA has had frequent communication with Doyon Limited. Doyon is still asking for a written proposal, including appropriate maps and engineering files. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
For KMBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.